מסכת שמועות בייז משנה א', יש בקבנת היחיד מה שאין בקבנת הציבור. ויש בקבנת הציבור מה שאין בקבנת היחיד. That's the same dinner that applies to קבנת היחיד. A korban that is bought by one individual. That those dinners don't apply by קבנת הציבור, a korban that is bought by the ציבור. And that's the same dinner that applies to קבנת הציבור, but don't apply to קבנת היחיד. שהקבנת היחיד אין תמורה וקבנת הציבור אינם אין תמורה. A korban that is bought by the יחיד can make it tmura, as opposed to Kobanas and Tiba, they cannot make it tmura. If a Yachid is bringing a Korban, and he says on a behemoth chulin harizu, tacha azu, then the behemoth chulin also has Kedusha, but a Tiba that's bringing a Korban cannot make it tmura, like we saw in the previous mission. Kobanas Hayachid Nogim is Harim Uvin Akevos, where Kobanas Tiba and Nogim Elim is Harim. Kobanas Hayachid are known both by Harim and Akevos. Sometimes a Yachid will bring a Korban that's a Zachar, and sometimes they'll bring a Korban that's been a kiva. As opposed to Kabbalah Siva, all Kabbalah Siva are only B'schamas. Most Kabbalah Siva are Olos, and Olos are always Chara. And the only Shlomim that is brought by a Siva are the Kibse Atzer, the Kabbalah are brought on Shfuas, which are also Chara. And any time the Siva brings a Chatos, also it's a Sire, also a Zach. Kabbalah Sayachit Chayavim Bachar Yusam, Uva Achrayas Niskam. So Kabbalah Sayachit Ain Chayavim Bachar Yusam, below Bachrayas Niskam. Kabbalah Sayachit that are not brought at the time it's supposed to be. Yechai b'achor yusam. There are some korbanos that are brought by a yachid, that even though you're supposed to bring it at a specific time, if you do not bring the korban at that time, you still have to bring it afterwards. Such as a korban that is brought by a yoledes, or by a mitzvah, as it did it. That a yoledes, somebody gives birth to a child, after 8 days that she becomes tall, she has to bring an olah, and if it is not brought on time, it still has to be brought. So to a mitzvah, on the 8th day after he is tall, he has to bring a korban. And if he doesn't bring it on the 8th day, he still has to bring it. And just like the korban itself has to be brought, even though it's not brought on time, so too is the nesach and the mincha, and the yayin that is brought together with the korban also has to be brought when the korban is brought. As opposed to korbanos siba that are not brought at the right time, if there's a specific time that the korban siba is supposed to be brought, and you did not bring it on time, then they no longer could be brought, so too the nesach could no longer be brought. Avu chayavim ba'achriyas niskeyem mishakara ba'zeva. But in such a case that the korban is brought on time, just the nesachim were not brought on the same day of the korban. You didn't bring the mincha with the nesachim on the same day of the korban. You still have to bring the nesachim. The nesachim could be brought that night or on a later day. The nesachim do not have to be brought on the same day of the korban itself. Yesh b'korbanos hatzibur mashein b'korbanos hayachid. There are some dinim that apply to korbanos hatzibur that don't apply to korbanos hayachid. She korbanos hatzibur dochen as a Shabbos v'as a tumah. The korbanos hayachid ain't a dochen lo as a Shabbos v'lo as a tumah. As Kabbalah Siva are Mancha Shabbos and Tuma. There are Kabbalah Siva that are bought in Shabbos, such as the Tumid and the Musafir. And so too, Kabbalah Siva are Docha Tuma. Wherever Klai Yisrael is Tumid, or wherever the Kohanim are Tumid, the Kabbalah Siva would be brought Bituma, even though normally the Issachar Karis would bring a Korban Bituma. In such a case, that wherever the Siva is Tumid, the Korban Siva could be brought Bituma. As opposed to Kabbalah Siva, they're never brought in Shabbos, nor are they ever brought Bituma. If over the corner of our tummy, he still can't bring a korban yachid bit tuma. I'm not even met. Ba'alo chavite kohen gadol par yom kippurim korban yachid v'dochen es haShabbos v'as haTuma. But the man said to the chachamim, don't we find by chavite kohen gadol, the chavitim that the kohen gadol brings every day, machtiso b'boker and machtiso b'erev, half in the morning and half in the evening, and the par that the kohen gadol brings on yom kippurim is a korban yachid. The kohen gadol brings it himself, so therefore it's a korban yachid. And yet it's still fine. That it's Marcha Shabbos, it could be brought even on Shabbos, and so too is Marcha Tuma. If the Kohen Gadol's tummy, he still could bring it. So therefore, it's not true what the Chacham are saying, that a Korban Yachid is never Marcha Shabbos and Tuma. Elash is Manan Kavua. If this Man is Kavua for that Korban, the Korban is supposed to be brought at a specific time. In such a case, it is Docha Shabbos and Tuma, regardless whether it's a Korban Yachid or a Korban Sibor. It matters whether it's Manan Kavua or not, so therefore it's not a korban yachid or a korban sibor which decides whether a korban is brought on Shabbos or Tuma. It depends on whether the zman is kavur, whether it has a specific time to be brought. In such a case, that it's man and kavur, even if the korban yachid, it would be Marcha Shabbos and Tuma. And if it's not man and kavur, then even if the korban sibor, would not be Marcha Shabbos and Tuma.
A chatos a yachid, an individual that doesn't aver, and which is machayah him to bring a chatos.
and he is makdish a behemoth to be used as a chata, and he loses that behemoth. And before he finds that behemoth, he goes ahead and is makdish a different behemoth and brings it as a chata. And after he brought his chata, he found the original chata. This is a chata, and with the bond with nischaper ba'acher, the bond had its kapar with a different behemoth. In such a case, the original chata, when it is found, it is put to death. But a chata had tzibah, in which the tzibah lost the chata. And the Sibra was makdish, a different behemoth to be used as a chatas, and brings that behemoth to chatas, and then finds the original chatas. In such a case, the chatas at Sibra that was found afterwards would not be put to death. And that which a chatas and its chapu bala ba'achar is put to death is a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, and the halacha l'moshe mi-sinai tells us only by a chatas yachid that is put to death, not by a chatas Sibra. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, your Musa, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says that even a chatas Sibra in which the Sibra was in its chapu ba'achar, that the original chatas would be put to death, as according to Rabbi Huda, the Lachal Moshe Mitzina tells us also by a chatas Sibra, which is Sibra with Nishapa Bacher, that the original chatas is put to death. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Huda that Mesfara we could learn out that a chatas Sibra in which is Sibra with Nishapa Bacher, that the original chatas would not be put to death. As there are five chatos in which the Lachal Moshe Mitzina tells us that it's put to death. A blood chatas. A chatas that has a blood. And a tmura's chata, somebody makes a tmura from a chata, the tmura is put to death. And a chata shemesu bala, the balam of the chata, the one who is mocked at the chata before he has a chance to bring a chata, he dies. And a chata she'avru shnasan, a chata can only be brought in the first year of the behemoth's life. If that first year passed, the behemoth is put to death. And so too, a chata shemeschapu bala b'acher, where the balam of the chata was meschapu with a different behemoth. These are five chatos shemesu. And Rabbi Shimon said, "Ma metzina b'var chatos u'b'tmuras chatos u'b'chata shemesu ba'ala b'yochid var ma'amur avelo b'tzibur." Just as we find, like three of these five chatos shemesu, they apply only to a yochid and not to a tzibur. As by a tzibur, it's not shaykh a vlad chatos, as a tzibur only brings a zohar for a korban, not in the cave, as we saw in the previous mission. So to a tmuras chatos is not shaykh by the tzibur cannot make a tmur. This also we saw in the previous mission. And the third one also doesn't apply to a Sibur. In the case where the Balaam die, as the Balaam of the Korban Sibur cannot die, as the Balaam is the entire Sibur cannot die. So therefore, three of the five Chatos Shemesu do not apply to a Sibur. So too, we can infer that the other two also don't apply to the Sibur. After Kippur, Balaam, Bisha'avah, Shnasa, Bayachad, Varma, Murim, Abalob, Sibur, the last two of the five Chatos Shemesu, and with the Balaam of Nishapa, Bayachad, or the chatas with more than a year old, we can infer they only apply to the yachid and not to the tzibur. Even though these last two could apply to the tzibur, shayach b'achatas tzibur, that the tzibur is neschaper b'acheres, and it's also shayach b'achatas tzibur, that it passed the 1 year mark. But since three out of the five don't apply to the tzibur, so therefore the halacha of Mishnah that said by three of the five that the chatas died was said only by yachid, we can infer from there that the last two also don't apply to the tzibur, that the lachem or shmisina only says by a chatas yachish and a chatas balam ba'acher or sha'ab or shnasan that it died, but not a chatas tzibur in which the tzibur was chatas ba'acher or that it was ab or shnasan. In such a case, the chatas would not be put to death.